Over the past year, the city of Detroit has cut water and basic services to tens of thousands of residents in an effort to collect on unpaid bills. Yesterday, a group of Canadians delivered hundreds of gallons of water to Detroit residents, saying access to water should be a human right and that, quote, nobody has the right to say no to water for people who cannot afford it.
Abayomi Azakiwa is with us now. He's co-founder of several Detroit area organizations, including the Moratorium Now Coalition to Stop Foreclosures, Evictions, and Utility Shutdowns. He's also the editor of the Pan-African Newswire. Abayomi, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
So when did the water shutdowns first start in Detroit?
In March, there was an announcement that was made through the emergency manager's office that they would appealed for a massive shutoff campaign. They hired a private firm, Homrich, which has been doing the shutoffs because the water department itself, which is publicly owned, has shed so many employees. So it has been escalating since June.
And how many people have been affected so far?
There are literally hundreds of thousands who are affected. They're saying that they have shut down approximately 17,000 households' water. If you do the math, in many homes, several people live there. You have apartment buildings and other type of multiple dwelling structures. So it's a huge public health crisis that's going on now in the city of Detroit. The emergency manager, who is unelected, he was appointed by the governor, and he also is responsible for putting the city into bankruptcy, says that this is a necessary and integral part of the restructuring of the city of Detroit. So the whole city right now is literally terrified at the thought of having their water shut off.
And they've stopped these shutdowns at least temporarily. Is that right?
Well, they announced on Monday in federal bankruptcy court in the aftermath of protests that have been going on for several weeks. It really intensified. Last week, they announced they were suspending shutoffs for 15 days. However, they did at the same time announce they were going after people who they say illegally turned their water on without paying what the Detroit Water and Sewage Department says that are owed to them. So they've been still sending out the Homrich Wrecking Company trucks to inspect homes to see if the water is on illegally. So the shutoffs are still continuing. And our position is that everyone who has been shut off in this wave should, in fact, have their water turned back on, and that the moratorium that is in place now for 15 days should be extended indefinitely, because there's too much misinformation. There's a considerable amount of disorganization on the part of the DWSD, and we are totally opposed to these water shutoffs. They are a danger to the community, not those simply who have been cut off, but to the community in general.
Have there been organizations and community groups out protesting the shutoffs?
Yes. In fact, right now there's a demonstration going on downtown in front of the Detroit Water and Sewage Department head office at 735 Randolph. There was a huge demonstration a week ago that was held in conjunction with the Netroots Nation Conference. Enjoy the support of several organizations, including the National Nurses United, the Metro AFL-CIO community groups, such as the one I work with, the Moratorium Now Coalition, the People's Water Board, which is a grassroots organization. All of these groups supported the demonstration last week. And there was also a lawsuit filed on Monday in federal bankruptcy court in order to stop the shutoffs. There are several plaintiffs in the case, many of whom have had their water shut off, and also four organizations, including the Moratorium Now Coalition, are party to this legal action, which is a class action suit.
How did Detroit get here? You mentioned the emergency manager. I know there was a risky loan, a bond taken by a previous mayor that's really damaged Detroit's budget. What else can the city do to save the money they're trying to save here?
Well, what happened is the same thing that happened in many other cities. We were just hit harder as a result of industrial job losses. The predatory lending schemes were hit very hard on the city of Detroit. Tens of thousands of foreclosures were carried out between 2006 and 2010. This drove down public property tax rates, the intake of public property, and then, of course, as a result of decline in revenue, the city was forced to turn around and borrow from some of the same banks who were involved in the subprime mortgage scandals that hit the country several years ago. So these bond issues, these interest rate swaps, are a byproduct of the overall economic crisis, a lot of which was caused by the mortgage crisis several years ago. Also, the Detroit Water and Sewage Department was ensnared in a huge interest rate swap deal as well, involving four banks: J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, and Loop Financial. The termination of that agreement resulted in $537 million being taken out of the Detroit Water and Sewage Department budget just less than 2 years ago. So there's also an effort under the emergency manager to privatize the administration of the Detroit Water and Sewage Department. And we feel this aggressive shutoff policy is part of the reason why they want to reduce their balance sheet in order for it to be more favorable or more alluring in terms of private investors.
Detroit is in this bad budget situation. What do you think the priority should be in helping the city dig out of it?
Well, they need to go after some of these financial institutions that are responsible for these bad loans and bond issues, and also for the overall foreclosure crisis. This has been our position during the whole entire period of the emergency management, as well as the forced bankruptcy, which took place a little over a year ago. So we think that the banks who are responsible for these bad loan deals should be held responsible, that the emergency manager and those who are now in control of the administration of the city should take action, legal action, even within bankruptcy court, against these financial entities.
Getting back to the water issue for a moment, we heard news yesterday that Canadian donors were coming in via Windsor and supplying water to people whose water has been cut off. Is this a large enough amount to make a difference, or more symbolic?
It's more symbolic. We appreciate the support they brought. From what I understand, 750 gallons of water. It was two organizations, the Canadian Public Employees Union, as well as the Council of Canadians, a human rights organization, that brought about this project. The Council of Canadians were instrumental in putting the plight of Detroiters due to their lack of water before the United Nations, and it got a lot of international publicity. Judge Stephen Rhodes, who's presiding over the bankruptcy, noted on July 15th during the objections hearing that these water shutoffs are an embarrassment to the city of Detroit, and that they also are bad for the bankruptcy. Such developments can, in fact, provide a disincentive for people to come and invest in Detroit when ostensibly the emergency manager is attempting to attract outside interests to come and open up businesses and conduct other type of development projects in Detroit. So I think even the federal court right now realizes that this is a bad policy. The judge said it's solvable. And through this legal action that we're involved in and an additional protest every week called Freedom Friday, that the problem can be solved, but it cannot be solved through privatization, and it cannot be solved through these massive water shutoffs.
And in daily life, what are you hearing from residents whose water has been shut off?
It's a horrendous situation. I talked to one young mother at the federal bankruptcy hearing on July the 15th. She said she has small children. She was in her home for 7 months without water services, and she said it was a living nightmare. She has her water back on now, but she's a plaintiff in this lawsuit. You can imagine people can even have their children taken away from Child Protective Services. Senior citizens, people who have disabilities, they won't be able to exercise their hygiene. They will not be able to take their medication. It's stress mentally as well as physically. So this is a horrendous situation that's going on here in the city of Detroit, but it's a byproduct of the attacks on local democracy, efforts to obliterate the authority of public officials, and to also promote the notion of privatization of water resources and other public assets, which in fact are on the chopping block right now in the bankruptcy proceedings.
Abiyomi, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Abiyomi Azakiwe. He's the co-founder of several Detroit area organizations, including the Moratorium Now Coalition to stop foreclosures, evictions, and utility shutoffs.